the greatest indication of the failure of the president's control program is his failure to control food prices. In February of this year, they went up almost 2% because of his failure to deal with that problem. It's not the problem, it's not the responsibility of these fellows who run these little stores, it's down the line that the prices rise. And so what the president has done is put an effective ceiling on wages without putting an effective ceiling on prices. And this is what is squeezing people in this neighborhood and everywhere else. And so I proposed in Pennsylvania last week that we put a 90-day freeze on food prices until we can get at the causes of the price rises. I mean, one of the unfair things about it is, you know, that in February, when food prices went down, the farmer's share of the consumer's dollar went down. So it's in the middle there that this price rise is taking place, and I think what we need is a study by the General Accounting Office and other agencies of the government to identify the causes of the price rises, and then at the end of 60 or 90 days, put into effect a ceiling program which will really protect the consumer and the farmer as well, because both of them are being hurt by the present
system. We've got to go, sir.
Thank you very much.